With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Israel briefs the U.S. on the exploding pagers after they went off.
In what appears to have been a sophisticated remote attack, pagers used by hundreds of members of Hezbollah exploded almost simultaneously in Lebanon and Syria Tuesday. The militant group blamed Israel and vowed just punishment. The Israeli military declined comment. And the State Department spokesman Matthew Miller.
I can tell you that the U.S. was not involved in it. The U.S. was not aware of this incident in advance, and at this point we're gathering information.
But a U.S. official tells AP Israel briefed the U.S. on the operation on Tuesday after it was concluded. It involved small amounts of explosive inside the pagers. A Hezbollah official told AP they were a new brand that apparently been acquired after the group's leader ordered members in February to stop using cell phones.
Ben Thomas reporting. Also at SRNnews.com, the House takes a major step forward on a bill that would guarantee access to AM radio in all new cars. Bob Agnew has more on the story.
The House will hold a markup hearing on several pieces of legislation, including the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act of 2024. It would force manufacturers to install as standard equipment in all new vehicles devices that can access AM broadcast stations. Some car makers want to phase out AM radio, saying there's less demand for it from young drivers. But the bill enjoys bipartisan support, many lawmakers recognizing that AM radio is an essential communications tool during emergencies and for decades has been a major source of news and entertainment for millions of drivers. Bob Agnew reporting.
A man accused of starting the Line Fire in San Bernardino County, California, pleads not guilty. Justin Wayne Halstenberg, facing nearly a dozen counts of arson, entered the plea Tuesday morning. This is SRN News. The Pew Research Center takes stock.
The well-respected polling organization is analyzing 20 years of surveys and is painting a picture of an America that is changing fast. Pew says the country is a lot less religious than it was two decades ago, with more than one quarter of the population having abandoned faith altogether. Strong majorities of Americans now support gay marriage and want marijuana legalized. They also don't trust the country's institutions or either political party. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Arizona's ban on nearly all abortions is officially repealed, a repeal approved by state lawmakers and signed by the Democrat governor, took effect over the weekend. The effort followed a decision in April by the state Supreme Court to clear the way for the state to enforce the long-dormant law, which criminalized all abortions except when a woman's life was at risk. This is SRN News. A Florida sheriff is fed up with a spate of false school shooting threats.
So Volusia County Sheriff Mike Chitwood is taking a new tactic to try to get through students and their parents. He's posting the mugshot of any offender on social media. Law enforcement officials in Florida and across the country have seen a wave of school shooting hoaxes recently, including in the wake of the deadly attack at Appalachie High School in Georgia. Sheriff Chitwood is warning parents that if their kids are arrested for making these threats, he'll make sure the public knows it. John Scott reporting.
California Governor Gavin Newsom signs legislation to protect Hollywood actors and performers against unauthorized use of artificial intelligence, such as creating their digital clone without their consent. Studios have increasingly used AI to create digital clones of performers. Supporters say the laws will help encourage responsible AI use. More details at SRNnews.com.